You might be transfixed by the election aftermath and watching the Trump administration develop, or maybe you were concerned with whether the Obama administration would bump up that federal raise as a parting gift. Whatever, federal employees still have to pay attention to their own health care coverage, and open season for 2017 closes midnight tonight. Here with some last-minute advice, federal benefits expert Tammy Flanagan. And Tammy, you're probably glad to see this season arrive every year and also glad to see it go.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good way to sum it up, Tom. I do enjoy helping people during the open season, but it's almost overwhelming because it's a short period of time and it's a lot of things to choose from. And a lot of people do wait till the last minute. So I know there's a lot of folks who are still trying to figure out today what is going to be their best choice for next year.
All right, so let's run through the choices real quick. FSA, HSA, HRA, PCA. What are those and what give us the brief rundown on those?
Yeah, those are fairly new acronyms that we've had to get used to, probably since about 2001 when the Flexible Spending Account program was opened up to federal employees. And I think most employees are most familiar with flexible spending accounts, whether it's for healthcare spending or for dependent care spending. And they know that they can set aside dollars that you don't have to pay federal tax, state tax, Medicare tax, or even FICA tax on those dollars, which is a major tax savings when you use that money for either health care or dependent care expenses. So when you think of the other ones, the HSA, the HRA, and the PCA, very similar concept, but they work with different types of health plans. A PCA is a personal care account that if you have a consumer-driven health plan, one of the CDHPs, another alphabet for you, they give you some type of a personal care account. It's an account of money that the plan gives you. You don't fund it yourself, but the plan gives you a certain amount of money. It could be $1,200. It could be $2,500 if you're in a family plan. And you have that money to spend before you have to meet your plan's deductible and then also before you get actual regular health insurance. So for people who are pretty healthy, those PCA accounts can be all that they spend during the year besides their premiums, and there's really no other out-of-pocket expense. So for healthy people, a consumer-driven plan could really be a good deal because the premiums are typically lower and you get that personal care account to spend first. Now, the HSA and the HRA, those are terms that go with a high-deductible health plan. You either get a health savings account that you can contribute to, and again, all tax-advantaged, or you have a health reimbursement arrangement, which works like a PCA, where the plan gives you money, you can't add to it, but that money is used to spend for your out-of-pocket health care expenses. These are great ways for employees to not have to spend their own dollars, and in the case of the HSA, you can contribute a considerable amount, almost like an IRA, but instead of saving for retirement, you're saving for future health care expenses, because these accounts don't have to be spent every year. Any money left over rolls over into the next year. So a lot of employees, especially higher income employees who are looking for a tax break, an HSA is a wonderful thing to consider for next year.
What are some of the biggest mistakes people make when choosing a health plan for 2017? And it might be simply not doing anything.
Yeah, I think that's true, Tom. I think a lot of people are so complacent with what they have. It's worked well. It's still working well. Their doctors participate. So why should I think about changing? Or I also find people who are covered by multiple health plans. They have their federal health plan, they have TRICARE, they have a spouse's private sector plan, they have Medicare. I've actually seen people with four different health plan coverages, and because they're not paying much, if anything, out of pocket, they think they need all four, when actually two of those would do the same thing. So really understand what you have now and look at some of the other options and look at what happens if you only had those two prime health plans that would cover your expenses without the added cost of adding, let's say, another federal health plan or a private sector plan on top of that. So some people are actually overinsured.
We're speaking with federal benefits expert Tammy Flanagan. What are some of the special considerations if you are, say, planning to retire in the next year?
Yeah, if you're retiring next year or even in the next few years, there's a few important things that employees should consider when they're choosing their health plan for this year. One of the things would be to make sure that you've been actually in the federal health plan long enough to carry that into retirement. There's this five-year test that you have to have FEHB coverage for the past 5 years leading up to your retirement. So if you were covered under a spouse's private sector plan, that's not going to count towards the five-year test. But on the other hand, if you just want to change from Blue Cross to Kaiser, you're still in FEHB. That's not going to get in the way of you having that 5 years of coverage. Another thing that employees with TRICARE or military health care should consider is if they jump into a federal employee civilian health plan this open season, and then let's say they want to retire in April or May of next year, they could then carry that federal plan into retirement and then suspend it. But by suspending it, they still have the option at some later date to re-enroll. But if they don't carry the federal plan into retirement, they would never have that option to have that coverage. So it's almost like an ace in the hole. So for those employees, that would be one thing to consider. And then also, if you're going to be turning 65 or if you're already 65 prior to retirement, now going into retirement, Medicare becomes your primary payer. So you really want to look at plans that are going to work well with Medicare.
Yeah, that five-year look-back or five-year planning cycle seems to affect a lot of federal programs.
Yeah, we have that not only with the health benefit plan, but also with federal employees' group life insurance. But the good news is it does not apply to the dental plans or vision plans or long-term care. Those have no requirement. In fact, retirees can enroll in long-term care insurance as well as the federal dental and vision coverage that's also available during open season.
Now, perhaps some people might have been afraid to change plans thinking that a pre-existing condition won't carry over to a new plan. But
right.
That's not true, is it, if you're going from one FEHBP plan to another?
Yeah, it's never been true, but I do hear that a lot. Under the Affordable Care Act, that was a requirement for all health plans to not exclude somebody who has a pre-existing condition. But federal employees have always been able to freely go from one plan to the other, even if they have an illness that they're already in the midst of treating. They can carry that coverage into the new plan and still be treated and still have that illness covered.
Tammy Flanagan is a federal benefits expert and regular here on Federal News Radio. As always, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
We'll post a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com. 55 past the hour. This is the Federal Drive with Tom Temin. Follow us on Facebook.com/Federal News Radio and on Twitter. Our handle is @FedNewsRadio.